good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, Henny Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cuttigy, to all my friends and relatives. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. I'm here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, here at Devil Radio Station. And it's been a long day, Wendy. Good to see the crew and you all there. And I'm getting all this help here right on. And so a lot's been going on here. I drove through a rainstorm. So it is raining somewhere here in Turtle Island. I just want to let you know that when.
That's
crazy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they get updates every day about the Delta variant and what's going on. So give them a call.
Hey, great. I just want to say, hey, Cuttigy, to all my friends and relatives in Four Directions. We discuss Native news and events here on Native Roots Radio. And as you all know, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues. So why don't we get to Ogama with the news, where you won't hear anywhere else in Turtle Island this weekly update, daily update during the week. Welcome, Ogama. I'm having trouble talking here. I think my brain's gone.
It's been a long day. That's okay. Anim Bonjour, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe. I am a member of Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. And today I'm actually going to start with a little bit of a shout out. One of our regular listeners, their daughter is being recognized for a legal award in Minnesota. So each year, Minnesota Lawyer, which is a magazine and online page, recognizes a group of new attorneys who are off to a really good start in their legal careers. Everybody on the list is within the first 10 years of their practice. So I just want to recognize Boys Fort member Ariel Strong Wagner, who received this award and is also president of the Minnesota Indian Bar Association. They're currently practicing at Lockridge Grindle Nuan. And I just really wanted to give that shout out today and tell you how proud we are of you. Those types of awards and things like that to come into Native people are a big deal. And I am so happy and proud that you are being recognized, Ariel. So thank you for all you do for our people and your work. I also want to give a shout out to Tracy Strong, who is one of our regular listeners and fellow water protectors and has been awesome over the past couple of years that I've known her. She's been really great. So moving on to Line 3 News, I do want to touch on the events that are coming up. The Treaty People Walk for the Water is going to be leaving from Coffee Pot Landing in northern Minnesota this Saturday at 9 a.m. That event is hosted by the Wild Rice Protector Camp and Camp Firelight. They are going to be walking in the style of the American Indian Movement, and they're asking that people join in a prayerful walk in solidarity with the Mississippi River and to honor the treaties that all of our ancestors signed. They're going to kick off at Coffee Pot Landing on August 7th, led by Indigenous leaders, and take 2 weeks to walk down to the Minnesota State Capitol Building by August 25th. So you are by no means obligated to show up and do the whole 2 weeks. We would obviously, as water protectors, love it if you did. But anytime you can stop in along the way, there's been a lot of water walks that have happened where people join in as they can and in what capacity they have. So please support in any capacity you have. Make sure you go to Camp Firelight Encampment on Facebook or Wild Rice Protector Camp for more information. Coming up on Wednesday, August 18th at 12 p.m., Honor the Earth presents the Water is Life Festival to Stop Line 3, and that's going to feature Bon Iver, Moo Moo Fresh, Lissy, and more. The event is in partnership with First Avenue and 7th Street Entry and Honor the Earth. It will be at Bayfront Festival Park in Duluth. You can get tickets at bit.ly/Water is Life Festival. They are $65. It's going to be a really great show. Gates open at 12 p.m., and I believe the show starts at 1 p.m., And then in the Twin Cities area on Wednesday, August 25th at 2 p.m. is the Treaties Not Tar Sands Capital Action to Stop Line 3 at the Minnesota State Capitol. That is brought to you by MN350 and Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light. They are going to be demanding from our elected officials the immediate cancellation of Line 3 because the pipeline directly violates treaties and prevents indigenous communities from exercising their guaranteed rights to hunt, fish, and engage in cultural practices. I also want to touch base here on a story from outside Minnesota. I'm not going to go too much into detail on what the news is on Stop Line 3 because we've got two really awesome warrior Ogichidakwe coming on the show tonight. So I don't want to give a lot of additional information on what's happening, but we do have somebody from Red Lake Treaty Camp and Camp McGeezy coming on tonight. But I do want to touch on something really awesome that happened to our relatives on the Nez Perce tribe in the West Coast. So just this last Thursday, Nez Perce people were actually able to return to a part of their homeland that they lost almost 100 years ago. So the U.S. Army had driven them out of the what is now known as Oregon during the 1855 Treaty of Walla Walla. The Nez Perce in 1877 were forced from their homeland to a reserve in Idaho. And the tribe has been working to keep a connection with that ancestral land, but last year they successfully reclaimed part of that land, and the ceremony just happened on Thursday. And I'm not... I love land back, and I think this story really kind of got me. Obviously, they couldn't perform the blessing that they wanted to do at what's known as the Place of Boulders because of COVID-19. So the ceremony had just happened this past Thursday, and that is one of the very sacred places of Chief Joseph. And we all know a little bit about Chief Joseph, I think, and... Chief Joseph was relocated to the Colville Reservation in Washington and away from the people on the Nez Perce Reservation. And the tribe was stripped of over 90% of its land and required to move to Idaho. And then those who were sent, those who surrendered during this battle that ensued when Chief Joseph encouraged them to fight to their land were actually exiled to Oklahoma and separated from the rest of the tribe. So, and I know we have a similar story with that here in Minnesota with the Dakota people who were forcibly exiled out of Minnesota as well. So I just really wanted to bring that up and let you know that some of our relatives are getting their land back, and that brings my heart much joy. Another bit that brings me a little bit of joy is that Ashley Calling Bull, who is Cree First Nations from the Enoch Cree Nation in Alberta, Canada, the model, was the cover star for Fashion Canada magazine for the month of September. So that is really also exciting to see a Native person really coming up and taking the stage in fashion. Right, Robert? Are we... Robert's on mute.
Sorry about that. I'm just in a different world right here. It's crazy. I'm listening to the radio show basically. I just to really appreciate what you bring to the show, and I was just kicking back listening. One of the things too I just want to remember too is Ho-Chunk came from Minnesota too, and were sent away too, just to throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our ancestral lands as Native people often span much further than the bounds of the reservations that we were forced upon. And I think that, you know, taking back that history and really bringing to light when we are able to come back to those lands is really important and really, really quite powerful, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Wendy, how much time do we got? We got 1 minute left. That's awesome. We got some really good guests today. I'm thankful. I can't talk still. I will be able to talk by the second hour, but we only have a 1 hour show. So great to be here and listen to the show and be a part of this. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, we're going to talk to Gina Peltier, and she's up in the deep north at Red Lake Camp and giving us an update. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Be my way, my place. We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I always have a great smile when I hear your daughter, Ogama. That's she's a warrior already, and I know she's been to the pipelines and protesting and protecting just like you have, so that's awesome. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
That's right. Justice. That's what we're looking for. Hey, I'm not too sure if we have Gina on, Ogama, or Wendy. Is Gina on the line?
It doesn't say who's on the line, but now the call is gone. So there isn't anybody on the line anymore.
It's magic. Well, so
they're both calling from the deep north, so they may have difficulty with their signal. So let's see if they call back, and I'll let you know as soon as I see them on the screen. But there's nothing so far.
What I want to do then is I want to throw Lewis under the bus here and have him speak a little bit. Lewis, give us a little talk about the interview you did today. We're going to play later this week. And, look for if you can talk a little bit about the interview you did this week.
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to greet everyone. How matakiapi, yuha chante washte na pecha yuza palua. Greet you with a good heart and a warm handshake. Today, I interviewed his name is Phil Two Eagle Wambali Numpa, and he's the executive director of the Sechongu Lakota Treaty Camp. And what the treaty camp is, it's a organization that is meant to educate as well as affirm the 1851 and 1867 Fort Laramie treaties of the Black Hills and other territories. As we know, with Inez Pierce, and congratulations to our Inez Pierce indigenous relatives, 1877, 7.5 million acre homeland taken away and that being repatriated. I mean, that is a win for us. It's a win for Indian country. As well as Little Shell, of course, a couple years ago being recognized, Little Shell Band of Ojibwe. So
I appreciate that. I think we have Gina on, and Gina Peltier from the Deep North. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
She was there, and now she's gone again. I'm sorry.
It's like magic, Wendy.
But she was. I swear it was. The screen was green, and it said call her on. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lewis. Finish your story.
No, it's like fishing. You know, you got the fish, you got it on your neck, and then it just goes away.
Let's just give it 1 second here. Caller is on the air. Hello, caller. All right. Well, these kind of things happen to us all the time, especially when we're dealing with being up in northern Minnesota with the broadband is really not as strong as it is here in the Twin Cities. So,
yeah. Well, we have an initiative here in Wisconsin to really strengthen our broadband for Native communities. So it's all over Turtle Island. And I wonder, Ogama, maybe you can jump in here and talk a little bit, maybe what Gina might be, if you read minds, what she was going to talk about.
Well, I don't read minds, but I can give a little bit of an update as far as I know on kind of what's happening in that neck of the woods where she's at. To my knowledge, water protectors were maced or tear gassed and shot with rubber bullets late last week as they were taking action to stall the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota. And there was about 20 water protectors who were arrested, and many of them have still been facing court dates for that. A really important thing to remember about these court dates is basically what's happening right now is that they're using bail as they're weaponizing bail against water protectors right now. So cash bail is basically supposed to ensure that you will return for your trial. And then if you attend everything that you're supposed to, the money is then returned to you. If you don't attend court when required, the judge may order the bail to be forfeited or kept by the government. Basically, if you can't afford cash bail, you have no choice but to await trial in jail. This has huge negative impacts on the outcome of a defendant's case and makes people more likely to plead guilty to lower charges under duress or face psychological trauma or to be sentenced to prison instead of being released prior to trial. studies across the country have shown that there's significantly higher bail amounts set for BIPOC individuals. Roughly 29% of people in local jails were awaiting trial or another hearing, and 69% of that population were BIPOC defendants. Right now, how that relates to Line 3 is that the water protectors who are taking a stand against Line 3, some of whom are Anishinaabe people exercising their treaty rights, are being forced into these very high bails. So a typical amount for bail for a charge such as trespass, criminal trespass on critical infrastructure, utility or pipeline, the maximum statute says 1 year imprisonment or a $3,000 fine or both. It's a gross misdemeanor. However, the court has ordered $6,000 bail for some indigenous water protectors. So they have to pay in the amount of $6,000 cash to be released without conditions, or they're offering in the amount of $500 cash and then $5,000 bond, but then they're subject to conditions. And this is from an order for detention and release from Pennington County in Minnesota, put out by IEN or Indigenous Environmental Network. This is really truly concerning, the level of militant response that the state is having. And I really just wanted to bring attention to that.
Awesome. Hey, we got Tayshia on the line. Tayshia, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
She was on the line. I promise you she was. And now it's red again.
I got taxes and everything. So
I know.
Yeah. Hey, this is awesome. So let's just forget the guests right now. We got a lot of news here happening. One of the things, too, that we were going to talk about with Tayshia and also Gina is the attack on our elder or on our relatives up there. We saw a picture just today, Lewis, of Tara Hauska, who had been shot by rubber bullets and had bruises all over and gouges. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's upsetting and not surprising, sadly, right, Ogma? You would probably mention that too, that, you know, the way that they are being treated in Line 3. It's much like Dakota Access Pipeline, Robert and Wendy. You guys were there. You saw rubber bullets flying. You saw the water cannons. You saw, you know, the terrorizing of indigenous and allies for water protecting. This is continuing to go on in spite of treaty law, in spite of law action. This is a direct violation of these treaties, and they're being funded by the state, just like South Dakota was with energy partner transfers. This is the same type of tactic they're using over and over. Ogma, go ahead.
Yeah, I just seen something come through, too, that there was, I don't know how new this information was, or if it was just somebody posting a reminder that during Standing Rock, the, I forget if it was the National Guard or the state police were actually authorized to use lethal force against water protectors at Standing Rock.
Well, I got to just chime in, too. And again, I don't know, you guys know on my long rides, I've been listening to, again, revisiting the book In the Spirit of Crazy Horse, which is really the attack on our Native people and the story about Leonard Peltier. And Wendy always says at the end of the show, free Leonard Peltier, and how the FBI set him up and how all these militarized police really set up the people in North Dakota. No chance. And then set up murders out there. And two FBI agents were killed. And they spent almost $5 million trying to figure out who killed them. But every day, an FBI agent or a police officer was killing a Native American, and they didn't do anything. So this has been going on since the 70s, and this has been going on since the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, and the beginning, Lewis.
Yeah, you know, the conceptualization of indigenous people being activists has always been an antagonistic movement towards the United States. And the idea of civilization among indigenous people has always had red tape. And that red tape is you don't rock the boat, you don't rock the waters. And we look at the 1968-1960s Red Power movement, which led to the American Indian movement, the occupation of Alcatraz, Wounded Knee, the justice of Wesley Bad Heart Bull, who was stabbed in the chest by three airmen in Buffalo Gap in South Dakota, which spurred Custer being taken, Custer Courthouse. You know, this is always leading to an idea where mass media likes to portray indigenous water protectors as being militant, as being out of control, while they don't actually follow their own rule of law, and they're backed up by state representatives that are giving funding to these organizations that are basically militant against indigenous people and causing this type of terrorism.
Lewis, that is such a good point, and that was brought up many, many times over, that there was big fabrications. I know they were talking about the 4th of July in 1976, the 200-year anniversary in this book, and how that they were going to blow up the Black Hills, and nobody was going to blow up Black Hills. Mm-hmm. They just got all the police hyped up and ready to go, and that seems to happen a lot, too. Hey, we're having a fun show here. Why don't we give people a chance to call at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're just like ad-libbing like a jazz musician. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. After the hailstorm last year, we had a number of people stop by the station letting us know we had damage. That's when I called our trusted contractor, Snap Construction. Turns out we didn't have any damage and our roof was still in good health. Ryan, is it common to hear you have damage when you don't?
Chad, this can happen more times than not. At Snap Construction, we'll give you a thorough assessment and let you know the condition of your roof. We are trusted by a number of insurance agents in the metro to give them just that, an honest assessment. Last year's storm is just starting to reveal damage on homes that didn't show damage last year. If you were in the path of a storm and were denied, it's worth an extra look. Freezing, thawing conditions and spring rains will wash away the damaged granules that are covering up damage from last year's storm.
Call Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor in the metro area, at 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Tom Hartman here, and you can catch the Tom Hartman Show during your lunch break from 11 to 2 every weekday right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Brian, owner of AirSeal Tech, Minnesota's premier insulation and air quality specialist. As the summer heats up, are you noticing that your home is uncomfortably hot and humid? Those issues can negatively impact your comfort as well as your health. AirSeal Tech is here to help by offering fair and accurate assessments of home comfort solutions with a no-pressure estimate. We can also help you save big money on your energy bills. Our goal at AirSeal Tech is to make you comfortable in your house and make sure the air is clean and healthy to breathe. AirSeal Tech uses state-of-the-art testing and diagnostic equipment to make sure we find the best solutions to make sure our customers are comfortable and healthy in their homes. Remember, if you're not testing, you're just guessing. As Minnesota's only Building Performance Institute Gold Star contractor, you can be assured of exceptionally high-quality service. Give AirSeal Tech a call today at 612-888-3664. Mention you heard about us on AM 950, and all testing will be absolutely free of charge. That's AirSeal Tech.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Hazy skies overnight with a low of 65, then sunshine Wednesday heating up to 88. Cafe Latte at Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul provides an award-winning array of salads, sandwiches, and soups, treats from the bakery made fresh daily, and a pizza and wine bar. Check them out today at cafelatte.com.
This is Winona the Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition, and it looks like we have Tasha on the line.
Hey, wow, that's awesome. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
No way.
Hey, you guys, I hear you.
Nope, it's red. Hello? Now.
Oh, that was sad.
Oh, my gosh. This is really sad.
That's another bass coming off the leash.
Yeah. Really, hey, yeah. That's cool. Why don't we throw out the number again, 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. I almost forgot the number there. Wendy, you're going to be doing your sacred animal section today, right?
I sure am. You know what? I wanted to just jump in for a second and talk about when we were in Standing Rock, and you know, Lewis, you were talking about the militarized police and how they were, and Ogama, you were saying they could use deadly force on us. I remember when we were there, Robert, a lot of our time was spent like building shields that we could hold in front of our faces and our bodies. So, to deflect the water, to deflect those, rubber right. bullets to protect us. And we spent a lot of time there, but just building shields and protecting ourselves.
Do you remember that they were mirrors so the police could look at themselves?
That's right. That's right.
Attacking people that do not have guns or or do they just have prayer? Go
That's
ahead.
That's right.
I want to jump in too. During the riots that followed the murder of George Floyd, when I was in the Twin Cities, those shields were passed out at Little Earth. Rory Wakeemup and a few others had some stored away that they brought back with from Standing Rock. So there were people in Minneapolis who were using those same shields from Standing Rock to protect places like Little Earth and the American Indian Center and the DIW building in the Twin Cities.
Wow, that's a really good point. It's just an attack on our freedoms, and I think that's what's really been awesome about doing the show, Wendy, for almost 4 years, is that the traction that we have and bringing on guests, and now we have our crew here that has their own experiences too, by protecting the water and protecting a Mother Earth and protecting our way of life. It's just been an honor to be doing the show, Wen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Standing Rock was the catalyst for us starting the show, because there was so much misinformation that we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
National news and even local news were telling lies, really. So we had to get on the air to say and to tell the truth.
Right. And I think what's really been fun is we've been a conduit all these years to people that have experienced it. And I know, Ogama, you talked first experience about, protecting the Indian Corridor in Minneapolis during the George Floyd murder riots that were coming from all over. And, you know, a high percentage of those people that were arrested weren't even from Minnesota, were white people, and were people that were just coming in and starting stuff.
Exactly. I mean, those people that were coming in were definitely inciting violence. And, you know, that it's basic logic to understand this thought that why would somebody want to destroy the community in which they live? You know, as angry as you are, and, as much as I believe that, what would be called a riot is still a legitimate form of protest, you don't want to burn down your own local restaurants and pharmacies. So, I mean, just using that basic logic should be enough information for people to say, hey, that doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, we're also in an age right now where we can't get people to wear masks or get vaccinated because they believe that they're some sort of expert on what they're researching. So, I mean, the whole societal view of Native people and of people who protest tends to be negative, and it's exhausting for those of us who are trying to tell the truth and who are here and want to see change. I mean, it's got to be frustrating for you and Wendy to have the show for 4 years and see so little change and see so much repeat.
We're just surprised, and I think I could speak for Robert, that we're still on the air for 4 years and we still have so much to talk about. We really didn't think that this was going to go on and on and on, and line three and line five, and, you know, that we were going to need to have this venue, but we do.
It's interesting too, Wendy and Lewis and Ogama and our audience, is that by reading history, it's being repeated. And that's what I was kind of talking about with the book about Wounded Knee in the American Indian Movement back then, where they were being attacked. And now you see, you know, Tara Hauska, who's a lawyer who's started her career as a ICWA lawyer protecting our kids, and then is morphed into this water protector that's been up there along with Winona LaDuke, Nancy Beaulieu, the Red Lake Nation, and all those water protectors. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have plenty to talk about. I was segueing away until you said that, Wendy, but I just wanted to mention something to Lewis. I don't know if you're a football fan or what, but did you hear that the Minnesota Vikings, and I know I'm in Wisconsin here, so I shouldn't be talking about them, but that they have the worst vaccination percentage of players? Did you hear that today?
I heard that, yeah. I mean, you talk about having upper, you know, we used to talk about, and we always get blamed, you know, a lower middle class people, you know, people of color, indigenous, African Americans get blamed with, oh, you know, why don't you guys get vaccinated? But you have multi-million dollar Vikings not getting vaccinated, and they have all the information in hand. They got team physicians, they got team doctors, they have science, everything backed up, and they're continuing not to get vaccinated. I wanted to say one more thing. it is a commission upon you and Wendy to continue the show. And it's so important. Native Roots Radio is so important on the airwaves because this is indigenous issues that are not spoken about in mainstream media, and our voices are not being heard. That's why it's so important for this show to continue. And the things that you and her, you and your wife, as far as in Ogma, talk about is so important because this is currently being ignored by mainstream media. Line 3 should be on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. What's happening at Tara Houska should be on MSNBC, Fox News, but it's not. It's not because we continue to be ostracized in the mainstream media. That's why your voice is so important, Robert. Your voices are so important, Wendy and Ogma, when we talk about these issues, because no one else does. And it's commissioned to us as indigenous people to be on the front end of all these issues. And you know what, United States, you should start listening to us, because when the water's all gone, you can't eat your own money.
That's right. Or you can't eat oil also. Hey, that reminds me, Lewis, our latest addition to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, teammate. Tell our audience a little bit how they can see you and your art too on TikTok and who you are.
Sure, absolutely. For those that are interested in indigenous history, mainly Lakota history, TikTok and social media has been a really good avenue for reconnecting indigenous people. I'm on TikTok as @LakotaGuy, if anyone's interested to follow me there. Otherwise, I'm here on Native Roots Radio being the back-end guy, switching the screens, fighting with Robert on who gets on the front screen first. Yeah. That's kind of what we do.
Ogama and I used to fight about that. Now it's you and me. Right, Wendy.
It happens. You just start jumping in.
Wow, right. Pini Gigi, Tracy, for that shout out. Tracy said she's thankful for us, and we're thankful for Tracy too, because every time I go up to the deep north, I see Tracy and she's protecting the water, right, Ogama?
Absolutely, yeah. And when I went up over this winter, I had to bring my daughter with that cute little voice that you hear talking about Native Roots Radio is my daughter. And she got very scared at one of the actions that we were at. The police had shown up and I was taking photos and she was instructed to stay still. She was perfectly safe, but she was very scared and very sad. And Tracy and Shanai Mattson actually came over and comforted my daughter and made her feel better and safe and explained to her what I was doing and why it was important. And I am forever grateful and thankful to Tracy for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I got some cool lighters that have my personal name on it too that she handed out too. That was awesome.
Yes. Oh yeah, I still have mine. I have one too. Did you see Ashley's comment here? The premise of the new Mad Max movie is clean water and ancestral seeds. And wow. Wow that we're the movies about, you know, the apocalypse and those kinds of things, they can't even be original anymore because it's so close to what's actually happening in the world right now. I mean, is that even really a movie you want to see when we're going to be watching it play out in the next 20 years?
Well, that was Avatar too. That was basically the same thing. We can talk about a lot of things, and we're living real life here where there's a drought, a major drought, not a pretend drought, not a little teeny drought, but we have a major drought here in Minnesota, and we have foreign countries digging into our sacred land and using billions, not millions, but billions of gallons of water for their own purposes and leaving us high and dry, because these companies will come and go and they're still going to be shooting that ugly tar oil through these pipes using chemicals, but we're still going to be here and we're going to still be fighting this. So it's amazing. Wendy, how much time do we got, Wen?
We got a minute and 49 seconds.
Awesome. So Lewis, do you have anything to add before we reach out of this segment and go into our sacred animal segment next?
Absolutely. I just want to give a shout out to Misty McCann. She's actually a First Nations Indigenous. She's on TikTok as well. And she also spreads that good news. Also, Ikche Oscar here. How tahan she? Good to see you here. Ikche, for those that don't understand Lakota, means common. And we in Lakota call ourselves Common Wachasha, which is common man. And he's talking about the so-called law enforcement going against the Constitution they swore to uphold. And that isn't that so poignant in today when we see the arrests of water protectors, even well-known water protectors. You know, Winona Duke was arrested, what, a couple of weeks ago. This is a complete infringement on our constitutional rights.
Exactly. Well, we got a minute left, and we've really it's great to just have this conversation. It seems like once a week now we're just having a round table with us and speaking our truth, which is really, really great. And I appreciate that. Really great. And up next, we're going to have Wendy with her sacred animal section. And I can't wait to hear what she's going to talk about, because it's usually dead on and people love this section, because there's things happening not only up in the deep north, but right in your backyard when it comes to our sacred animals. So keeping us awake, Wendy Pinigigi.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about animal good things that are happening for animals in this country and around the world. So stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Animal Watch.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Cudigee, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanjahare, which means distant thunder.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! I think there's a delay from Madison.
I think that's Robert just doing a really long howl.
Exactly, Wendy. Hey, this is your animal section. And tell everybody that you're a volunteer, Humane Society person. And
yeah, you don't have any of your paperwork, I could tell. Hello, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. And as always, Curtis, a.k.a. Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. Thank you for that name, as always. Yes, Robert, I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. So this is the sacred animal section. I'm very grateful that I get to talk about animals and their plight. And a lot of times I talk about things, you know, that are hard to hear. But today, you know, I was, you know, just scrolling through Facebook. Facebook, scrolling through some news, and I just saw one good thing after another, and I just wanted to share that with everybody. And this is, again, like I said, stuff that's going around in the United States and the world. So right now in New Jersey, I want to thank the New Jersey's former U.S. Senator Robert Torricelli for supporting Governor Phil Murphy's prohibition on bear hunts for as long as he is in office, now that a new comprehensive black bear management plan is in the works. Senator Torricelli addresses the ridiculous arguments used by trophy hunters and demonstrates why the New Jersey bear slaughter should be ended permanently and replaced with effective and proven non-lethal alternatives. So go New Jersey. I used to live there for a little while, about 3 years. Anyway, thank you to bill sponsors Assemblyman Steve Englebright and Senator Michael Giannardis, and to New York Governor, love him or hate him, Andrew Cuomo, for signing A3930/S4866 into law. This law increases penalties for those convicted of trafficking in parts and products from certain threatened and endangered wildlife species, including elephant ivory. So go ahead, New York. Woohoo. That's good. Yes, and the bear hunt in New Jersey has been a really big thing. I want to give out a shout out to our hometown Blaine. Right now, hockey hero David Backes and his wife Kelly are urging Blaine to go humane and adopt a humane pet store ordinance to stop the sale of puppy mill puppies in pet stores. And I know that everybody has heard me talk about that. I don't know what team he was on. I don't follow hockey, so I'm like totally ignorant. David Backes and his wife Kelly. So I really,
At a boxing match and a hockey game broke out.
Exactly. I love that. You say that a lot. A killer whale was stranded on rocks in Alaska and was saved after a group of people spotted it and kept it wet until the tide rose. So that's really awesome, too. Oscar De La Renta, the fashion mogul, is going fur-free. The fashion house has made a commitment to no longer use fur in its designs or sell fur in its stores and in the future. And I just want to say that this doesn't have anything to do about the fur use in Native American ceremony and tradition. What we're talking about here is fur farms where animals are kept in horrible conditions. So go Oscar De La Renta, and I know a lot of other high fashion designers are doing the same. More than 120 tribes and indigenous spiritual leaders have signed the Wolf Treaty, a statement supporting the protection and recovery of wolves. We all need to urge Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to meet with tribes and restore protections to gray wolves. So you could just give her a call. I think that she'll do it. After many years of campaigning, France announced that it will introduce a ban on the use of wild animals in circuses. I love that. It has also signaled an end to the keeping of dolphins and orcas in captivity and banded mink farms. So we were just talking about, you know, those factory farms for fur animals. This was just kind of a little cute thing I liked. Has a bee ever landed on you, and instead of getting scared, you appreciate the possibility that you got confused for a flower?
I used to be a blooming idiot, or I used to be a flower child, and now I'm a blooming idiot. No. All right. Hey.
According to the Kenya government, the official estimate for the number of lions living in the country has increased by 25% from 2000 in 2010 to 2489. This is fantastic news for a species conservationists fear may be heading for extinction across much of its wild range. This is a really cute little story. There has been an orangutan baby boom. An astonishing 6 baby orangutans were born in a wildlife reserve in Borneo. I'm not really sure where Borneo is. I didn't have time to look it up. Interacting with animals has been shown to decrease levels of cortisol, which is a stress-related hormone, and lower blood pressure. Other studies have found that animals can reduce loneliness, increase feelings of social support, and boost your mood. I know that our animals I'm never lonely with them around, and they give me social support, and they always boost my mood.
The one next right now.
I know. I have the cat next to me, or if I don't, she'll just meow. Gunner was a golden retriever. He was only 8 weeks old when he first met Delta, not the COVID variant. Delta, the two-year-old dolphin, who was attracted to Gunner's calm demeanor on the dock. And that was 8 years ago. The two have been friends ever since, and they swim together. A lonely otter at a sanctuary in England found love after a staff created a dating profile for him. So even otters get lonely. A Colorado family captured video of a FedEx driver returning their dog on their doorbell camera, according to the owner. The family was away while work was being done at the house. The door didn't latch properly when the contractor left for lunch, and the dog just scooted out the door. When he was picked up by the delivery man, the address on his tag allowed the driver to simply return him to the home and put the dog back in the house and close the door behind him. I just wanted to say this. According to National Geographic, the honey badger is the meanest and the bravest animal in the world. Wow. I didn't know that.
I was called the honey badger once.
I would have thought
there was a YouTube video about that. It swears, but it basically says honey badger don't care. Honey badgers kill cobras. So
yeah, it's amazing. Oh. And which animal kills the most humans? And I was surprised to hear this, and it is the number one is mosquitoes. What? Number two is humans by homicide. And third is snakes. So watch out for mosquitoes. Watch out for humans, and watch out for snakes.
Hey, Peeny Geeky Wendy, for all you do, I would like to end with these thoughts from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, and it's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I want to give a special shout-out to our crew, Wendy. It was a great show. Everyone's so locked in with what's going on around Turtle Island. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.